Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 13, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Razorpay launches payment gateway for Malaysia with Kerletz. India-based fintech and full-stack payments and business banking platform Razorpay has launched an international payment gateway for Malaysia in partnership with Kerletz. StickPay. African e-wallet usage increases by more than 250%. UK-based digital payment provider STICPAY has reported that e-wallet usage in African countries has increased by more than 250% amid adoption of electronic payment solutions. Paymentology and True Money extend their partnership. Global issuer processor Paymentology has expanded its partnership with e-payment and financial services provider True Money. KPMG, Volante Technologies offer ISO 20022 maturity model. US-based cloud payments provider Volante Technologies has extended its partnership with KPMG to develop an ISO 20022 maturity model to help PSPs assess ISO adoption readiness. Nubank partners with Fireblocks to expand its blockchain products. Brazil-based Nubank has partnered with US-based Fireblocks to expand the former's blockchain-based product offerings. Northern Trust partners with NUS Computing and NUSAIDF. US-based Northern Trust has partnered with NUS Computing and NUSAIDF for a series of blockchain-related research and industry development initiatives. Bank of China tests SIM card NFC payments for eCini. The Bank of China has partnered with China Telecom and China Unicom to test SIM card NFC payments for the eCNY in certain regions. Apple's Tap to Pay arrives in the UK with Revolut and NatWest first out of the gate. Revolut has rolled out Apple's Tap to Pay on iPhone for business and freelance customers in the UK, coinciding with the UK launch of the technology by NatWest. CFIT launches Open Finance Coalition and unveils founding members. The Centre for Finance, Innovation and Technology, CFIT, today unveils the founding members of its Open Finance Coalition, who will collaborate to show the power of financial data for better SME and consumer outcomes. Car IQ teams with Visa for in-car payments. Visa, a world leader in digital payments, to enable vehicles to transact directly with Visa's global ecosystem of merchants and banks, and purchase fuel, tolls, parking, insurance, service, and repairs using the Car IQ Pay vehicle wallet. Convera selects Temenos to modernize payments stack. Temenos, 6, Tem, today announced that Convera, the largest non-bank global B2B payments provider, has selected Temenos Payments Hub running in the Temenos Cloud to modernize its payments infrastructure. Infuse issues Visa-branded NBX credit card with Bitcoin cashback. Card issuing and processing pioneer Infuse has been chosen by leading Norwegian crypto exchange NBX to issue a Visa-branded credit card offering Bitcoin cashback on purchases. Webull trading platform arrive in UK. Webull Corporation, the owner of the popular Webull trading platform, today announced the launch of its retail brokerage services in the United Kingdom. Acuity launches Asset Management Expert Network. Acuity today launches its Asset Management Expert Network, the latest in its series of networks of senior executives focused on the global derivatives markets. Mercube raises $22 million in Series B fundraising led by Intel Capital. MerCube, a pioneer in technology for next-generation index-linked investing, announces $22 million United States dollars raised in Series B funding. The Bank of London applies for EU banking license. The Bank of London, a global clearing and transaction banking startup, has applied for a European banking license and committed to a $200 million investment and the hiring of 300 people in Luxembourg over the next 5 years. Six technologies shaping the future of fintech for small businesses. Transformative technologies are shaping the future of finance for small businesses. MUFG Investor Services expands banking solutions. MUFG Investor Services, a division of MUFG, has announced expansion plans for its banking solutions to provide clients with global payment and cash management services. The Bank of London applies for a European Union banking license. The Bank of London has formally applied for an EU banking license and has committed to a €200 million investment and the hiring of 300 people in Luxembourg by 2028. DIGISEQ showcases wearable tech in partnership with PayMe Swiss. DIGISEQ has partnered with prepaid provider PayMe Swiss to bring contactless prepaid key fobs and access control to guests of the 2023 UEFA Champions League final. Stax Payments adds PayPal payment offerings. Payment provider Stax Payments has announced it is collaborating with PayPal to provide customers with a comprehensive solution for online payment acceptance. Apple adds Tap to Pay on iPhone in the UK. Apple has introduced a Tap to Pay option for merchants and customers in the UK that requires no additional hardware or payment terminals. Paysafe and IC Markets to expand partnership into LATAM. UK-based payments platform Paysafe and Australia-based foreign exchange provider IC Markets have extended their payment offering in LATAM. Moss chooses Go Cardless to support UK expansion. Germany-based fintech Moss has selected payment company Go Cardless as its direct debit provider for its push in the UK. Infuse launches a Visa-branded NBX credit card with Bitcoin cashback. Finland-based card issuing and processing company Infuse has launched a Visa credit card in partnership with Norway-based crypto exchange NBX. KPMG and Volante Technologies deliver ISO 20022 maturity model. Volante Technologies, the global leader in cloud payments modernization, has deepened its existing partnership with KPMG LLP by developing a new ISO 20022 maturity model to help payment service providers determine ISO adoption readiness. Moss selects Go Cardless for UK push. Moss, the leading corporate card and spend management solution, has selected Go Cardless, the bank payment company, as its direct debit provider in the UK to support its international expansion. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.